Hey, hey, listeners. Welcome back to Talk All Day with Miss Balde. Let's go ahead and dive right in. We're going to call this episode Talk to Me Nice. So today, we're going to talk about tone and the way in which we speak to ourselves. You know that little voice in your head that sounds like you, but sometimes tells you to do things that may be a little bit out of the ordinary, or maybe it's something bold, something scary. Something exciting, you know, that one that just doesn't seem to stop. Yeah, that's exactly the voice that I'm talking about. That little voice dictates so many things that we do. The tone in which you speak to yourself in that voice matters. You may think that this sounds silly, but think about it. When you mess up or you do something that you regret, I know a lot of you know what I mean when I say you live through that mistake over and over again in your head, beating yourself up about it until you finally get over it. Or, to go to another extreme, when something exciting happens to you, like a cute person asks for your number or hits on you, you may play that conversation over in your head again as well, thinking of how they smiled at you or looked at you, really seeing you. I've said it before, and I will always continue to say it. Loving yourself takes time. Over the 21 years of my life, I've encountered so many people who can't help but to self-sabotage. No, they don't do it on purpose, nor do they really want to. It's a simple fact that nothing they do will ever be good enough for them. Nothing they do is ever satisfying enough. They want more. They crave more. They need bigger, better. It seems like people are always chasing after something. Whether you want to call it your career, your education, love, a friendship, fame, or even a journey to self-discovery, constantly running themselves into the ground, thinking they're doing it because it's going to better them or ease their situation. We humans as a whole tend to focus so much on the bigger picture that we miss what's right in front of us. So many incredible opportunities just waiting for us to take the first step, to take a leap into the unknown. The thing is, people don't realize how harmful they can be towards themselves or even to the people around them. It's understandable to want more out of your life, and it's okay to not be happy with your current situation. But to endlessly ridicule yourself and beat yourself up over it because it doesn't happen the way you want, exactly when you want it to, that's where people go wrong. I say this because most of the time it's over things that are completely out of our control. I mean, give yourself some credit. Appreciate the small victories. You have to look at things from a different perspective sometimes. Instead of longing for more or wanting better, try to soak in what you've already done. Appreciate what you already have. People so easily get caught up in the materialistic things. Being the best dressed, having the fastest, nicest, newest car, or even getting the hottest new accessory. Just slowly giving into materialism and slowly losing their individuality. I've noticed that people are always wanting to be like somebody. And no, I'm not talking about the individuals who strive to be like their heroes or people they aspire to be or even the people that they look up to. I'm talking about the people who blindly follow society's new trend or norm just because everyone else is doing it. Then turning around and trying to make those that don't fall into the perfectly laid trap out to be the outcasts. For what? Because they are comfortable and secure enough within themselves to stay true to who they are instead of trying to blend in and be like everybody else? What's wrong with being authentically you? Why does society make it so hard for people to be proud of their culture, of their backgrounds, of their upbringings, of their traditions and where they come from? I mean, seriously. There's so much beauty in this world, but it's masked by fear, by unexplainable shame, or by rejection. People want to hide and curl up within themselves because when we try and open up and show people our minds, our hearts, and our souls, they don't know what to do with it. You're either doing too much or not doing enough. People who were taught different from each other or who grew up in different environments think that it's weird to be different. We have been made to feel repeatedly unwelcome because we bring something new or different to the table. Instead, we should be able to hold our heads high with pride. In conclusion, there is no rush to get to the top. It's not always a competition, and if you think it is, you are often your own worst enemy. Try to enjoy the present because this is time you'll never get back. Keep showing up. Keep grinding. Keep working. Just remember to show yourself love. Be kind. Be gentle. Be grateful for where you are. Be thankful for what you've accomplished so far. Be proud of who you are and where you come from. You can't please everybody, nor should you exhaust yourself trying to. Not everyone is going to see eye to eye with you. Not everyone is going to agree with you, with your morals, with your values. Acknowledge the place you are in your life right now. Take a second to show yourself some gratitude. Now I know I can't tell you what to do with yourself or with your life. Just remember to see what's right in front of you. Embrace it and keep moving. Acknowledge the tone in which you speak to yourself. Know that that matters. Know the way that it persuades your every thought and movement. Make that connection and then make those changes. This was Talk All Day with Miss Balde. I hope you guys truly heard what I was speaking on today, but most of all, I hope you enjoyed it. Take it easy and have a beautiful day.